podcast number 4, Coping with Stress.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
Hey, do you want to hear what I just read? 3,000 people quit smoking every day in the U.S. and 1,200 people die every day in the U.S. from illness related to smoking. So a tobacco company needs 4,200 new customers every day to stay in business. 90% of smokers are addicted before their 19th birthday.
That means people our age and younger are the targets of their advertising. They want us to be their replacement customers.
I thought I was stressed out before hearing that news. Now I'm really stressed out.
You're not the only one who's stressed.
Everybody has stress. It's a normal part of life. It can be bad, but it can be a good thing, too. It makes life interesting.
Why does stress have to be a part of my life? Quitting smoking is hard enough.
I've read a little psychology. Stress is our response to something in the environment that makes us fight or flee to help us escape danger. When we perceive danger, our brain causes a burst of adrenaline to give extra energy to our muscles, super breathing power to our lungs, and super pumping powers of our heart to get away from the danger. We use the adrenaline in a way that benefits us.
So you're saying that good stress can help us overcome obstacles and solve problems. If I have to catch a bus, good stress helps me move faster to get to the bus stop on time. If I have an important date, good stress helps me put in the extra effort to help me look my best. If I'm playing soccer, good stress helps me put out the energy to score the goal.
Yeah, but not all stress is good, is it, Dr. Freud?
No, it isn't. Stress from school, work, relationship, or bills causes the same adrenaline burst, but it doesn't use it up. The adrenaline can turn inward and work against the body and make you sick.
How does stress make you sick?
If we have no way to cope with stress, we can develop stomach ulcer and muscle aches. The worry and anxiety can cause loss of sleep, missing meals, or overeating. Some people turn to drugs to escape from their feelings. Nicotine is one drug that creates fake feelings of pleasure. People rely on drugs alone to make themselves feel better. They forget the healthy ways to cope with stress.
That's my problem. When I'm stressed, I want to smoke again.
I'm glad that you came to us before you reached for those nicotine sticks. We can help you cope with your stress.
How can you do that?
Lots of ways. We can just talk, or take a walk, or see a movie.
I get it. I have to find stuff to do to keep busy, like writing in a journal, exercising, stretching, playing a sport, listening to music, reading a book, or doing a puzzle.
That's definitely the idea.
I think he may be trainable.
Hey, I'm feeling better already.
Check out this new tune.
It was getting late.
This concludes podcast number 4, Coping with Stress. Tune in next week to learn about relapse prevention.